Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. And I'm glad Brett Clay is here, too. Brett is the CEO of Change Leadership Group, which is a management consulting group and helps companies like yours and mine put our best foot forward in the marketplace. He's had a number of corporate experiences that prepared him to be on his own, as I have and as many of you have. And he's the author of Selling Change, 101 Secrets for Growing Sales and Leading Change. Brett Clay, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you back, as always. So I was talking to the audience earlier about customer expectations and how you were going to help us with that today, because there was a time, Brett, when I was, you probably don't remember this, you too young to remember this, but I remember it was a time when from 1 year to the next, maybe from one decade to the next, customer expectations didn't change all that much. Sure, there were new versions of products and there were new innovations and everything, but basically the way you reached a customer, the way you connected with them, the way you influenced them wasn't really very much different. And today that's not like that, is it?
Yeah, you know, and it's really all driven by the internet when it really comes down to it. The way we used to do business in the past was we just advertised like crazy and had all of the sales in direct mail or on the radio or whatever, just come in and get our 20% off and all that. Mm-hmm. And the other way, of course, was with huge sales forces. And both of those trends are sort of going away, especially in the sales forces. There's an analyst called Gerhard Schwantner who predicts that of the 18 million salespeople that are working today, over the next decade, 10 million of those sales positions will go away, and because of technology, because people can get stuff and find what they want on their own over the internet.
But as they get what they want, That's information if what he said is true, we've got to replace those salespeople with something, right? We've got to replace them with some kind of information, some kind of content that still tells the customer about us in one way or another, right?
That's right. It used to be, you know, you would do, especially let's say in a local business, you'd have direct mail and all the advertising and pump the money through that. But now, with the customers are in control because of the internet, the power that they get from the internet, and by being able to get whatever they want at the lowest price with the best quality from around the world, it really changes the game. And so now, the result is that you don't go out and find customers, they find you. Mm-hmm. And that's the notion of inbound marketing instead of outbound marketing. Mm-hmm. Really changing the landscape.
Well, you can still, you know, the old ways, the traditional ways of advertising and marketing and all that, those things are not going to go away. They are going to change somewhat, but they're the power, the level of importance there are they're going to share the stage with these other things like content marketing, for example, right?
Well, I think a good example, a recent example, is the news of the new CEO at JCPenney's. He came from Apple, where he had created the hugely successful Apple stores, the most profitable real estate on a square footage basis in retail.
Right.
And he came over to JCPenney's, and they had apparently something like 4 sales a week at, you know, 50% off, 70% off, all these sales. And he's cut that down to 1 a month. Now, he's not abandoning it, but, you know, the thing is, people get overwhelmed with all the advertising, and in the past, it really, we don't know how effective it was, because when you go out and you buy, for example, advertising on a billboard, how do you know if that actually translated to a sale later? Now, clearly it is effective to some degree because people do it and you have to get your name out there. If I see a restaurant in my little direct mailer packet 10 times, I'll finally go there one time. So definitely it's not going away. But to be more effective, you know, we can't just do what we did in the past. Like you said, we have to look at doing things differently. And that is this idea of content marketing. So how do you get people to find you? Well, that we typically think of that as search engine optimization. And last year, I think it was, Google changed their algorithm from looking at keywords in websites to something much more sophisticated, and that's looking at the usefulness or the user experience and popularity of web content.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, not just if someone stuffed it with a bunch of keywords, but did users find this information valuable? And if they did, then Google's going to put the results up there high.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the people that sort of invented or coined the term inbound marketing are the people that founded a company called HubSpot.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a gentleman there named Dan Zarella. He calls himself an SEO scientist because he goes around, you know, testing and doing experiments and collecting information on search engine optimization. And he says, don't worry about search engine optimization, you know, keywords and how you what you do on your website and all that kind of technical stuff. He said, just create mountains and mountains of content.
Mm-hmm.
And that will allow people to find you and for you to get listed on Google, essentially be found.
Well, exactly. And, you know, I remember this is so interesting to hear you say this. And I've been, you know, I hear it a lot from a lot of different folks over the last few years. You know, I remember in the 1990s when it was all about eyeballs. And how can we get eyeballs to our site? And content was nothing. Content meant nothing in those days. And and today, and I envisioned a day like this. Back in those days, I told my organization, I said, we are content. We create content. And one day it's going to be worth something. It's going to be valuable. It's because it's real. Eyeballs are not necessarily real, but content is. And it's good to see. It's exciting to me to see how it's coming back around. It's heartening to see how the marketplace is embracing content, and small business owners have to understand what you just said, Brett, a minute ago. You've got to be able to create content. When we come back, I'm gonna get Brett to explain what he means when he says content, creating mountains and mountains of content. That's probably intimidating for most small business owners. What does that mean for you? The book is called Selling Change. The author is Brett Clay. He's our good friend. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
But like a fool, I went on, whether the right or wrong, at least the mystery is gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.